All right, yeah. So this video, I want to dive deeper into like the last one on my personal thoughts on like actual the differences between actual red pill guys and then and MGTOW guys or whatever the situation that you deem yourself in, and the guys who are just angry. All right, because there's a lot of guys who are just angry. You see, a lot of guys, I think that, like I said in the previous video, I think there's a lot of guys who are generally just angry at women and are kind of having, and long story short, they're kind of having a circle jerk of just being angry with women. Like, they're just kind of jacking off each other's dicks and saying, yeah, women fucking suck, but nothing's actually being done for them to, they're not actually growing in any kind of way. And with that being said, like, I completely agree how a lot of women can make fun of these guys and how other guys can make fun of these guys, because the reality of becoming that type of dude, I mean, if you look at it on any logical, realistic sense, like with that population of the fake red pill and the fake MGTOW guys, those are the guys who, like, there's no actual growth with women, but they're growing amongst men. So they're going to end up just having sex with each other and gratifying each other, but there's no actual growth in the world. You see what I'm saying? And it really is a sad situation. I might touch on it later if I remember. But now, because now my example, okay, and I use myself as a real example of somebody who truly, end up going, I guess, red pill or MGTOW, however you want to put it. But okay, long story short, I think the red pill, MGTOW, pimps, players, I think the core of what all of it has in common is these groups of men finally stopped following women and stood back for a second and watched their actual nature and what they're doing, and then grew above it. You see what I'm saying? So red pill, real true med red pill, true MGTOW, a true pimp, a true player, they sit back and they realize the actual game that they actually realize what the specimen they're hunting, which is women. They stood back for a minute, seeing what it was, and then learn how to grow above it. That, I think that's the true people who became MGTOW, right? The guys who, they were in the ring, like they were boxing, they was boxing in the ring, and they stood back for a minute and said, oh no, I should probably throw a jab when I keep throwing hooks right here. That guy who stood back for a minute and looked at it from the outside view. Those are the real guys. Now, because in my opinion, I think a lot of guys, I think that there's a population of guys who can who, like I said in the previous video, they fall into this whole red pill MGTOW thing because it can validate their inner hatred for not understanding women. Because, like I said, in the MGTOW communities, in the red pill communities, there's actual vocabulary assigned to what women are doing, and nobody can deny it. Make it's completely logical. Even the most hardcore feminists can look at the definitions that are written out in the MGTOW, red pill and pimp communities, and they'll say, yep, that's how it works. No matter if you like it or you hate it, you have to look at it and say, that's true. That's what happens. Now, from my backstory of doing this, I remember, and I clearly remember laying in my bed. I was living in Ohio at the time. And I clearly remember laying in my bed and I watched this documentary. I'm sure you've all seen it. It's this documentary of a woman in Argentina, and she's like 35. And the title of the video is something like women's expiration date or something like that. And she's 35, and the whole documentary or autobiography, whatever you want to call it, is about her getting, being 35, and she can't keep, hooking around anymore. She can't keep just hooking up with random men anymore. Pretty much just being living in a live-in brothel where she is, a free live-in brothel where she is as a woman. And I remember scrolling down a comment section. That was the first time I'd ever seen MGTOW, and I didn't know what it was. I didn't look into it, but I remember seeing it. And that's the first time I remember seeing it. Now, and I was still beta. I was beta at this point in time, man. In my life, I was still a beta man. I still believe that women were just better than me because they were women. I believe that I should, like, you just kind of give them the world. I believe that all women were innocent. Hey, I was completely that blue pill beta bitch guy, you know, that defends women at no end type of thing. That was me. That was totally me. And the moment when I've mentioned this a few times, the moment when I truly started to become, I guess, like to that next level of thinking as a man when it came to women, you know, growing out that whole situation of women are innocent, women are angels, all this stuff. I was sitting at the table with my wife at the time, and I was telling her, you know, like I said, at this point, I still didn't know what MGTOW was. I definitely didn't know what red pill was. None of this stuff, right? I came into it like genuinely on my own while I was fucking bitches. You see what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't that guy who couldn't get bitches and kept getting dumped by women, and now I'm red pill, and I look at this fat woman. No, that's not how it happened for me. I remember I was sitting at the dinner table with my wife in the small village in Czech Republic. And some kind of way we got on a topic, like I think one of her friends was traveling and her friends were like 32 and her girlfriend had got mad because the guy didn't buy her like dresses and stuff like this. And I said, look, she's 34. Like she's not going to, and I was telling my wife who was 32 at the time, I was telling my wife, look, your girlfriend is 34. She's not going to get the same royalty that she was getting at 22. Because at 22, she could have just walked in the room with a tight dress and some heels. And guys would have lined up to spend money on her. There would have been a line of guys. Would have been some guys who would have lined up to spend their hard-earned money on her. Simply because she was a woman and was wearing a dress and some heels. That's it. That's all woman needs in those prime years. You see, and I was telling my wife this. See, at the time, like I didn't realize like just how difficult that was for her to take that from her husband, to hear that. Like at this time, like I had no idea what the depth of what I was saying and how other people could have taken it, especially women whose game was to try to screw men over, like my ex-wife, and she did not screw me over. She tried, but she couldn't. Like I said, I was MGTOW and red pill, like, but I didn't know it. Like, after I watched that Argentina movie, documentary, years had gone by, I had become red pill and MGTOW, whatever higher level of thinking, definition would put with it. I had become that, but I didn't know it, you see. And I think there's a lot of men out there who are red pill and who are MGTOW, and they just don't know it. You see, they're just kind of just operating. They're not, you know, looking into it, which is no fault to them. I'm not saying they're wrong or right for it. It's just how life works out. But yeah, so and Donovan Sharp, he actually talked. I've already said his name. So what I want to say is I'm going to loosely quote what he was saying. And I may have some parts right or some parts wrong. But loosely from what I remember, he had a great explanation of it. The guy said, you know, you really can't be a MGTOW or red pill unless you've been like at some point successful in a dating market and then you've truly learned women's nature. Then you can grow up to that next level, you see. But if you're just kind of, it's like going to college. Like if you go to college and you just keep getting all lefts and all lefts and all lefts, well, you can't really spread information on the full experience of college because all you knew was getting F's. You see, you didn't know what it was like to win in that world. So you don't know the full spectrum of how you're going to be treated, how other people are going to treat you, you know, all this stuff. So it's the same thing with women in the dating market, from my opinion. And I agree with the Donovan Sharp guy. He said something along the lines of that. Like you can't really be a true MGTOW / red pill unless you've been in that world of dating and you know, getting screwed over and screwing over to the point where like you finally take that moment to sit back and realize that's what's going on. All right, I got this from now on. You see, like, and that was where I was. And like when it started, like I said, when it finally started verbally coming out was when I was with my ex-wife at the dinner table. And that's when like I could feel it within me. Like I was finally starting to accept it. I remember I told my ex-wife at the time. And this hurt me because you got to remember, I was coming off being like blue pill, beta boy, you know, grew up in Ohio. So this was difficult for me at the time. The first time I told her, like, I don't want to have kids with you because I just don't like your, I don't like how you are now. So I don't want you to be the mother of my first children. And I told her that, like, literally directly to her face. And it killed her, like, to her face. And man, that was rough for me, man. But you know what's crazy? When I told her that, I still remember. I thought it would kill me. But actually, because I was holding on to her for a while. I always wanted to say it to her, but I was holding on. I didn't want to say it out loud. And I was so beta, I probably would end up had a kid with her and just never said it. But like I said, I started to grow. And I remember I told her that. And the weird part was I felt so relieved after I told her in words, I did not want her to be the mother of my children. Like, I felt like it was like, you know, when they say, like, in those cheesy women's movies, like when the weight just gets off your chest, like that's what it felt like. And it was just like I can breathe now type of thing. And it killed her. Like, so it kind of sucks for her, because like I said, I became red. I became that next level of aware, like, throughout the process of me being with her. You see? So like, she knew like beta boy blue pill, and she was with him through the process of becoming red pill type of thing. So that does kind of suck for her now I think about it. But hey, that's, she had her prime's up. Hey, whatever. But like, now back to the original topic. Yeah, you see, I think a person who's truly MGTOW or truly red pill, their whole service on the planet is to help younger guys who clearly don't see it, who are clearly blue pill. That is the core reason of us talking. Because like, I don't walk, because the reality of my life is I don't walk around all day mad at women. I don't walk around all day like, you know, you're doing that to women. I don't walk around, like, you catch me on 20-minute rants on YouTube. But I mean, like, I don't walk around like that. You see what I'm saying? I'm not like making an entire video just like going down a woman's biography and just making fun of like every little line she fucking did. I'm not doing that. Okay. Like I said, I think a true MGTOW red pill, a true higher level thinking male's purpose is to educate those who don't know, right? Because the reality of, because then you'll meet those blue pill guys who goes, oh, well, you're just jaded, you're just hurt. Like, no, I'm speaking reality, all right? This is the reality of the situation. Like, I went back and like, you know, and even in like fictional characters, like Batman was a beta bitch when it came to dealing with women. Spider-Man was a beta bitch. Like, even when it comes to fictional things, like, because see, like, as men, we have to dive into the small intricacies of where men can be getting their confidence from. Like, for me personally, I got a lot of my confidence from Peter Parker for different reasons, and Batman for that when I was a kid, because I loved those characters. But now as a grown man, I see, yeah, those are some betas. Like, and now looking back, I'm seeing like where I incorporated wrong things from them into my life that threw me off course for, you know, for extra 2 or 3 years at a time. So when I'm coming on here talking about, like, you know, the reasons why you should have, like, the reasons why women over 30 are great sex partners, but they're horrible wives and living people. Like, this is reasons. The reasons I go into these things is to help other men not fall into the same trap that I either fell in or I almost fell in, and waste time on those thoughts. You see, like I said before, and I strictly stand by this. Never, ever get, okay. What I say is this: a woman over 25 cannot genuinely love you. It's just human body. It's the same thing would be like trying to ask a grown duck to bond with another duck. Like, everybody knows when ducks are small, that's when they do that bonding, the bonding thing, and they'll follow somebody to death type of thing. But when they're older, they can't do it. And it's like I said, and now a woman's lifespan, like I said, is pretty much up until 25. After 25, a woman is, her brain is always ticking, because she's always on a clock to have kids, have a career, have a family, have a house, have a car. She's also like, the actual man is like sixth. And it doesn't work like for women, like the man has to be first. Like, that's just the reality. But that's a whole other side rant. And I've already gone over that topic like 3 or 4 times. So I'm not going to go into that anymore. But yeah, man. So again, back to the original topic, dealing with the fake MGTOW guys and like other guys who are just like plotting on, you know, making money off of angry, scorned men. I mean, it's life. You always going to have that. Personally, I find it disgusting that people actually try to, like, people are actually looking for handouts and looking for money for this, because like this no. Like as a grown man, knowing that other men can fall into these horrible traps, no, like I personally would be offended to take money for this. Honestly, that's where I stand. I mean, it's easy to say now because you know I don't have thousands of viewers tuning in. But I mean, honestly, like personally, like I would take offense to that because the reality of the situation is worth so much more, especially in like places like the U.S., man, like where men are just beaten down. You're just beaten in the United States. You are really just beaten down to a pulp by the time you're 18. And like by this man, oh my God, I knew this one girl. Like I'm telling you, and this is why I go into other videos. Like girls are so far ahead of the game now because, especially in the U.S., you men are so beaten down. It's pathetic. It's completely pathetic. What they're getting away, like what girls are getting away with on a daily basis, is horrific. And if you're lucky enough to have you like a little sister, or you had that, you know, that girlfriend who lets you in her world or something like that, to where you could see the reality, like, you know, like by the time a guy is 19 and a girl is 19, that girl is literally 20 years functionally ahead of this, of that man, of that boy, easily. And see that boy, that boy at 19, that's who I really want these videos to go to. He's probably not going to listen because I'm always talking like 20 minutes straight and I don't have like, you know, the greatest camera or like the best microphone. I'm literally just doing this straight off a MacBook Pro, like no special cameras or anything. So they probably won't watch it. but there's always somebody who will. And I don't know, maybe that may trigger, you know, the person who watches to tell their 19-year-old nephew or 19-year-old cousin, you know, listen to this dude because he's saying, you know, he's like he's trying to help you. He's trying to help you to not make the mistakes that he made in life with women. Because now, luckily, I don't have any kids. I don't have any child support. I don't have any alimony. All right. And I was lucky to skate through all that. I was lucky. And I'm 33, right? Multiple college degrees, traveled the world. Blah blah blah. Like I was lucky I'm lucky. That's all I'm gonna say. Because any one of those girls I had, I could have easily got her pregnant, or I could have been that idiot who was dumb enough strictly to sign a birth certificate because she said it was my baby. You know how many times I got family members who fell for that line, man. I got family member right now. He married. You know, he married a woman with two kids by two different men, and he told his other stepson to sign the birth certificate, and he don't even know the baby's his. See, I don't even want to go on that side rant, but man, like, let me tell you something. You got to remember this. I don't care if she's a Harvard graduate, if she's a top 10 attorney in Manhattan, or if she's working at McDonald's. Listen to this. When it comes to a head, women do not care who the actual baby's father is. They only care of how it's going to get paid for. That's it. That's it. You got to remember that, man. Like, it's the stories I hear from men and women who did it. Like, it's unbelievable. Like seriously, like the game that women are pulling on men. It's like, and because it's so funny, because like I said, because women had, I'm on a whole side rant now because this topic has just caught my interest. Women, I said, by the time they're 20, 25, 30, women have experience in manipulation since they were, I'd say probably about maybe at max 12 or 13. Okay. They know how they can feel out if this guy's going to do it. I got a good chance with him signing his birth certificate, even though he don't even know if it's his kid or not. He ain't gonna even ask me. You see what I'm saying? See, girls, they talk about these things with their girlfriends. See, what do you think women are talking about when they drinking wine together? They're not talking about the Eagles playing the Patriots. They ain't talking about, they really ain't talking about Rihanna like that. Okay, they'll talk about Rihanna if they figure they can get some Rihanna makeup to go manipulate men like Rihanna manipulates men, or they'll talk about Rihanna if she done got popular for manipulating a man and out of some money, then Rihanna will come up. What, seriously, what is it you think women are talking about when they hang out and be drinking white and red wine and chilling at the table? What do you think they're talking about, bro? What do you think when they're sitting around hanging out? What do you think they're talking about? They're talking about, they're sharing stories on how to manipulate you. That's what they do since young ages. It's what they do, man. So like, like the stories, man. The stories. See, and I got in an argument with this girl on Facebook last night, actually. Because I just broke down and she couldn't even reply because I broke down her logic to her. She's talking about she was a stripper and, oh, well, I was a stripper for 10 years and now I don't have any kids, no drug problems. I was like, yeah, you know, like I just because like, see, now I know it's weird because I know now I know what this is. So it's like I can show. You hand me any prostitute, any stripper, any porn star, any beautiful woman, and I will have her shut down in a matter of 60 seconds. I guarantee it, to where she just can't respond. I will promise you it, because I will literally spell out exactly everything that she's gonna say, that she's thinking to say, and how all that will make no sense pretty much past her infantile mind. I guarantee, because I know, like personally, I've spent personally years studying women from around the world, but that's a whole other thing. That's a whole other, but yeah. The difference, like I said, now back to the original topic, I went on a huge 10-minute side rant, but like I said, like, and I really wish like bigger YouTubers than me would touch on this topic, because I think there's a lot of guys out there who strictly just trying to do it for views, or they're trying to make a side hustle of money off of it. And I'm not trying to do that. I'm really not. I'm not trying like I already have my own money situation set up, and whatever little YouTube check, like you even like I look into that, man. Even like the biggest YouTubers, they don't make a lot of money. Like, it's not like you're not gonna be driving a Maserati off YouTube clips. All right. Simple as that. So like for me, like the whatever little money off YouTube I get, like I literally like wouldn't even notice it. All right. I think it's like $500 for like a million views or something like that. It's ridiculous. And then you gotta keep it going every month. It's just no, like YouTube is a poor man's hustle. And now if that's your hustle, then do it by all means. But from my standpoint, I just said that whole thing to explain like my view on it and where I'm coming from in life as to why like I'm not doing YouTube for money or for views. I'm doing YouTube strictly to help out younger guys like when I was 19 who didn't have anybody tell them these things. This is why I do it, period.